We can talk now to Dr. Nuala O'Connor, who's a GP based in Cork and the COVID lead for the Irish College of General Practitioners. Dr. O'Connor, thank you once again for talking to us on the programme. We can hear it there in Lucy Fallon, the frustration, the disappointment at the decision last night not to administer the AstraZeneca vaccine to the under 60s. What's the impact of this decision, or might be the impact of this decision, on the GP's vaccination programme?
Well, at the moment, Brian, we are still concentrating on the over 70s. And this is something I'd like just to clarify for people, because I do think there's a bit of confusion out there. So GPs at present are, this week and next week, we'll be moving to our 70 to 74 year olds, and we will be vaccinating them. And we are using Pfizer and Moderna vaccine. And over the course of the next 3 or 4 weeks, we will be completing the second doses of all of our over 70s. So that's the first thing. That's what GPs are concentrating on at the moment. Patients then who are 65 to 69 were always due to be vaccinated in the mass vaccination clinics with AstraZeneca, or in fact all of the vaccines, available vaccines, are safe to use in anyone over 60 years of age. Mm-hmm. Now, in general practice, we were due to start to vaccinate some of those with the high risk, very high risk medical conditions, and high risk medical conditions that couldn't be identified through the hospital. And we were supposed to be starting to do some of those over the next few weeks with AstraZeneca. But obviously, for anybody over 60 now, there will have to be a change in that. And we are awaiting instructions from the HSE as mm-hmm. to how we're going to proceed with those.
So at this stage, in relation to those high-risk patients, you don't know if you'll be able to deliver a vaccine as planned, as intended, under the schedule?
Exactly. Absolutely, we do expect to be involved because there are lots of people between 18 and 60 who obviously still require vaccination, like your caller there, Lucy, and I do feel extremely sorry for somebody who, with a chronic medical condition, and who was hoping to be vaccinated this week. It is very disappointing, but hopefully the delay in getting vaccine won't be too long, because we do know that there are more doses of Pfizer and Moderna due into the country over the coming weeks. So I think that we're in a little bit of limbo just at the moment for people, but I would hope within the next day or two that the HSE will clarify the changes that are going to be made to the rollout of the vaccine, and make it clear to everybody when it's likely that their turn for vaccination will come. Because at the end of the day, this is a good news story in terms of vaccination. We are getting there with vaccine. And you must remember that with vaccine, really what we want to do is we want to be absolutely certain that we give people the vaccine that's the safest for them. So what has happened with AstraZeneca is, out of an abundance of caution, it's an extremely rare side effect, estimated to occur in between 4 and 10 for every 1 million people that are vaccinated, one of whom may die. Mm. And it seems to be predominantly in those in the younger age groups. And we know that we have a safe alternative. We wouldn't be having the conversation if AstraZeneca was the only vaccine that was available.
But in terms of the practical impact of this, is it the case then that it'll be several weeks before you'll start to be approaching people under 60 who aren't in the at-risk category, and who up to this would have been earmarked for AstraZeneca, but you'll need a different vaccine to be able to proceed with that? But is it several weeks away from that?
I would imagine it certainly will be at least a couple of weeks, but again, it depends on the actual amount of vaccines other than AstraZeneca that are available for distribution. That's what the HSE are working out at the moment in terms of the logistics. But there is quite a bit of AstraZeneca available, and now this will be available for everybody aged 60 to 69.
Yeah. Well, that's a fairly narrow age group, and one wonders if AstraZeneca accounts, I think, for about a fifth of the total vaccines allocated to this country. Is a situation going to arise in practices like your own, where you're going to have supplies of AstraZeneca, but nobody to administer it to?
We don't know about that, because actually none of us, well, a few practices received a supply of AstraZeneca this week, but actually my practice hasn't, and most practices haven't actually received a supply of AstraZeneca. So we're not certain yet how it's going to proceed. We're waiting, we're continuing, as I said, with the vaccination of the over 70s. And the next group we were supposed to be involved with would be allocation group 4 and 7. So we're going to wait and see what the plan is from the HSE with regard to that. Okay. So our next group were meant to be people who were severely overweight or poorly controlled diabetics, and some of our people with very bad chests and on home oxygen, or people who'd been admitted to hospital with a chest there because of their chest disease in the last year.
Just a final question about Dr. O'Connor. The news we're getting this lunchtime from the United States reports that the authorities there are considering suspending the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, again, because of rare cases of blood clotting. It's reported in recipients. Now, we haven't got any supplies of this particular vaccine yet, but what would a decision, what do you make of that, what you're hearing from the United States? Is it a cause for concern?
Well, it is a cause for concern, but we must remember, again, it appears from the initial data that has been reported that we're talking about 6 events out of 6.8 million doses given. So again, it's an extremely rare event. It's just being investigated at the moment. So we will have to wait and see further information that comes out on that. And obviously, our expert colleagues in the European Medicines Association and in our own HPRA and in NIAC, they will be looking at all of this data, as we are always looking at the data, because what we have to do is we have to act on the best available evidence at the time and to balance the risks and the benefits of COVID vaccination. We are still in the middle of a pandemic. COVID is very much out there, and we have to make sure that we protect as many people as possible. And all of the vaccines that we have, we know, are extremely effective at preventing severe disease, hospitalisation and death from COVID.
All right. Dr. Nuala O'Connor from Cork and COVID lead with the Irish College of General Practitioners. Thanks for talking to us.